Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Quackers, and it was written by Liz Wong. And when you look at the cover of the book, you can tell immediately who Quackers is. Why, there's a little white duck there, isn't there? So the story must be.
Wait, what's the cat?
Oh, there's a cat there too. Well, maybe the cat is friends with the duck, wouldn't you think? Let's find out. So today's story, Quackers, is read by Mommy and
The BB.
the BB. Are you ready, the BB? Okay. Oh. Well, friends, I hate to disappoint you,
The cat is Quackers.
but the very first thing we see is meow.
Quackers is a duck.
But we can see that Quackers, in fact, is saying meow because Quackers is a cat.
Kitty.
He knows he is a duck because he lives at the duck pond with all the other ducks. But Quackers is a kitty. We can see him at the duck pond with all the other ducks, but he's a cat.
He's sitting on a
An
lily pad.
orange cat.
He's sitting on a lily
Oh no. And everyone he knows is a duck. So we can see the duck, 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 duck. But he thinks that.
No, it's duck, 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 goose.
Because he is a cat. One of these things is not like the other one.
It's duck, 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 meow, moose. Like the games I play, duck, duck, moose.
But sometimes it feels like he doesn't quite fit in. And I can see why. There's a sea of ducks in this picture, and then there's just one little cat sticking up there. He often has trouble communicating, and he says, meow, meow, meow. And the duck next to him says, quack. And he doesn't care much for the dinner options. See, what the ducks are eating are slugs and snails and seeds and worms and algae and duckweed. And Quackers says, not duckweed again. Oh.
I'll be the other kittens if
You
there
want to
are
be the other
more.
kittens? Okay.
If there are more.
Oh, most of all, he hates getting wet. Oh, well, then that's not like a duck at all, is it? But it's an awful lot like a.
Kitty. I'll be all the cats.
Then one day, Quackers met a strange duck. There is another kitty in the picture. We can see Crackers, our bright orange kitty cat, hasn't met a soft gray kitty cat. Crackers was overjoyed. You want to
You
be?
understand me? Of course I do. I've never met a duck who understands me. A duck? Wait a second. You think you're a duck?
The strange duck, whose name turned out to be Mittens, seemed to find something very amusing.
He thinks he's a duck.
Mittens thought for a moment and said,
You better come with me.
I wonder where they're going.
That is where I live.
Ah, and we can see that Mittens is taking Quackers to a barn.
Come on.
Quackers had never been anywhere so entirely unlike home. Inside was a whole flock of strange ducks. Ducks just like Quackers.
Just look at all those ducks. We're cats, silly.
We chase mice.
Way more fun than swimming.
Drink milk.
So much tastier than duckweed.
And clean ourselves.
Well, this isn't quite as exciting. You'll get used to it.
Before long, Quackers felt right at home. Quackers liked being a cat, but he began to miss the duck pond. He missed the rustle of the wind through the reeds. He missed snuggling under a warm, feathery wing. He even missed the taste of duckweed.
This isn't so big.
Try to use a normal voice.
This isn't so bad.
And when he arrived back at the duck pond, he realized that most of all, he missed his friends.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack.
Now Cracker spends part of his days at the farm, chasing mice, drinking milk, and cleaning himself.
This part is still not that great.
And part at the pond.
Who wants duckweed? Quack,
quack, quack, quack.
They're all splashing.
So Crackers is a duck. And Crackers is a quack, a cat. And Crackers is a cat. But most of all, he's just Crackers. And that makes him completely happy.
Turn big and look at all those kitties and cats and ducks. Mm-hmm. And
do you want to know something that's really interesting? When I was younger, I had a friend who had a cat who was raised with puppies, and the cat thought it was a dog. And it ran around doing very dog-like things. You see, normal cats do not fetch, typically, but this cat did. And normal cats typically don't come when you call them. They come when they want to come. But this cat came when you called it. And it did a couple other things that I thought was quite remarkable and very odd.
Like what?
It really liked to rough and tumble like a dog would. And it would sit and let you just scratch its ears and stuff. And usually cats don't like you just sitting there and scratching unless it's on their terms. But not with him. This cat would just come up and, okay, I'm here. You called me. You can pet me. It was very unusual. I mean, it didn't make him a dog. He was still very much a cat. But it made him a lot more likable, if you ask me. Anyways.
Because he never teared you?
Yeah. That, our friends.
Have you heard of a dog that thinks it's a duck? Or thinks it's a cat?
I have heard of a cat that thinks it's a duck. Does that count?
No. It has to be a dog that thinks it's a cat.
I don't think so. But I'm sure there must be one out there somewhere. Nevertheless, friends, that is the end.